Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we talk with staff and volunteers of Cornerstone Center for the Arts. Cornerstone is a hub for the arts community in Delaware County and hosts a variety of events, arts and otherwise, throughout the year.
My name is Julie Terhune, and I am a board member at Cornerstone Center for the Arts.
My name is Carly Akery King, and I'm the Director of Education and Communication at Cornerstone Center for the Arts.
I started my involvement through my parents. They got involved when it was the original Muncie Center for the Arts early on as a supporter. When I started volunteering, I was helping out with their technical support with their computers, because that's my background, so I was able to give them a little assistance, and now I'm on the board. It's a wonderful organization to be a part of. The staff is great to work with. They do a lot of fun events. Being involved and helping out gives me that good feeling right back, which seems kind of unfair, because that's what everybody says when you volunteer, you're really doing it for yourself.
When Cornerstone was being built in 1926, 25, finalized 27, the reason why the auditorium was attached and why the original Five Ball Brothers joined to kind of help Cornerstone, then that was the Masonic Temple, be erected was because they wanted a center for the community, for people to come for events or come for entertainment or to be, you know, the spot of the community. Cornerstone has been charged with that, to remain that spot in the community for everyone. I think that one of the greatest benefits Cornerstone has on our community is that there is no set type of person that's welcome or that is required to come. We are open to everyone from every background or socioeconomic status.
We have a big Halloween party the week before Halloween. Mm-hmm. I volunteered the first year they did it, and then I sort of took over organizing and coordinating. And it's a wonderful 2 hours of chaos. The kids all come in costume. And I work with the staff, so we all come in costume also, and we have games, and we have snacks for the kids, and they get little prizes, and it's just a whole lot of fun.
If you're looking for a place that you really want a hands-on involvement, you want to help plan events, you want to help in our classrooms, or you want to, you know, be at the board level, there's a spot for that. Or if you just want to put your money towards a good cause, there's definitely a place for a person like you at Cornerstone. We do rely on a lot of volunteers for a lot of different things. Being only, you know, 9 staff members, full-time staff members, it does take a lot to put on a lot of the things that we do at the building.
If you would like to get involved in the community, Cornerstone is a great place to do that. We have opportunities for volunteering for events where you can work with other people. You can plan, you can work with kids, you can work with adults, you can play games, you can help take pictures of kids with Santa. If you're the type of person that likes to just be in the office and maybe do some office help, there's a place for you. And we would love to have you come and help us out and meet other people, get to know people in the community.
You'll hear more about Cornerstone Center for the Arts all this month on Community Connection. Information on how you can connect with Cornerstone is available at www.cornerstonearts.org or 765-281-9503. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.